Conscious Broadcasting Network, live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson, and you are listening to Best of the Best, Connect Soul to Soul. This evening, I have a very special returning guest with me. Her name is Kelly S. Jones, and Kelly trained many years with Chinese masters, and she learned to divine the earth with a special focus on the flying stars aspect of the Compass School Feng Shui. This experience then led her to an encounter with an entrance into the halls of the Akashic Records, where she learned to unearth the divine. Gifted with a transdimensional ability to access the wonderful voice of your soul, the schoolrooms of the subconscious and the superconscious, and the wisdom of earth energies, Kelly offers a broad spectrum of clients' tools to align the energies of heaven, human, and earth to know love, balance, and beauty in their lives. Kelly is a speaker. She's a teacher, author of the book Akashic Records, Soul Dialogues, Creating Heaven on Earth Now. And she's also been featured on Beyond Belief with George Nuri on Gaiam TV, Clear Crystal Speaks with Joe Rumbelow, and many other shows. Kelly offers Akashic Record readings, Akashic Record soul sessions, Akashic soul body activations, and feng shui consultations. Wow, quite a repertoire there. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you, Jill. Great to be back.
It's great to have you back. It's been a couple of years now since you've been a guest on the show, and I know so much has happened since then, and we got great feedback on that show, and you were a delight then, so I'm looking forward to talking to you again this evening.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to connect with you, Jill.
So I want to go back for those who may not have heard the first show for the new listeners here. And can you just talk a little bit, Kelly, about when you did recognize that you had a gift and sort of how it unfolded for you?
Well, I have an interesting journey, as we all do. I was actually teaching feng shui for my first master teacher, Raymond Lowe. And in the class, one of my students had taken an Akashic Record training workshop, and she offered to do a session for me. And it was quite interesting because at the time I'd never heard of it. So I was like, what are the Akashic Records, as many say to me? And having had, you know, psychic readings and astrology readings and, you know, different forms and modalities, this was something new. And I said, sure, I'd love to have the experience and discover that. Well, in my session with her, the beings of light, we refer to them as the Akashic Masters and teachers and loved ones, actually requested of me to take the training. And it was quite surprising because I was, you know, well on my way with feng shui and feeling good about that and opening that world to myself. And so I did. And that really is what opened me up, and I'll say back up, because I, you know, shut right. You know, many of us shut down young in our lives, as did I. And the experience of being in the records and doing the training, opening my own records, opening the records of others, just has been a tremendous gift and blessing, and not only blessed me but many others in the world. So it's quite dynamic.
Yes, and I've had the pleasure of being able to see you during a channeling session when you do channel the records, and it's quite beautiful. So I can attest to that. Now, switching gears a little bit, I know that when we had you on the first show, we talked a lot about the records, and I want to talk about that later in the show, but I want to spend more time this evening with the feng shui, since we didn't get a lot of time last time to talk about that. So for those listeners who may not even know what feng shui is, can you talk a little bit about that and maybe talk about what your training is and what you offer and what all it can help with in life?
Sure. It's such a big subject because feng shui is actually looks at earth energies and the dynamics of how the earth energies interact with humanity, with human life. And we can't escape it, right? So everything that we are surrounded by is the earth herself, the houses we build, the clothes we wear, the cars we drive, the food we eat. It's all earth energy. Feng shui specifically looks at how we live and experience our living spaces in life. And it's not just living, but it's also working. So it's built environments, because that's what we're used to, right? So, but we also do look at nature itself, you know, where are the mountains and the waterways and the roadways and what's happening on the outside of a space as far as how it's affecting the inside. And one of the things I would say, it's like the houses are karmic stage in life. It's an outer reflection of our inner consciousness. And the forms of feng shui, there are many forms of feng shui out there. Many people in the West started with something or have heard and been blessed to hear about feng shui because of black hat feng shui. It's a level that looks at the psychological aspect of feng shui, which is important. And it tells you have a wealth corner and relationship corners and things of that nature. And that for me wasn't enough when I was studying that system. And that was the beginning. And then I stepped into what you would call the classical or traditional school of feng shui, which not only looks at form, which is what the naked eye sees. And then you can take that to another level, which says, well, what is the scene? What is what we see saying to us at another level? And it's where we can use our intuition, for example, you know, like a front door aligned with a back door is energy coming straight in and going straight out. Well, it would make sense that we could say, well, we may be making money, but we're not holding on to it because of that alignment, which is unfavorable. So you can look at the house as a body and say, well, if I put food in my mouth and it goes straight out my body, I don't get to enjoy the nutrients of the food. We need movement and meandering in our space to shift the chi. So then there's another layer which says it's compass. So when was the space built? What is the orientation of that space? Those dynamics create something you might want to call it like the astrology chart of a home. And it's the actual name is called flying star chart, but it's an astrology chart of the home. Mm-hmm. It allows us to see unseen energetic patterns in a space, and it directs us on how to then interact with our space. So there's many, many layers. I'll just add two more layers real briefly because it's a complex subject, and yet it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are you know, many people are familiar with the Chinese zodiac. You know, you go sit at a Chinese restaurant, you see horse and dog and pig and rat and all of these different animals. Each one of those animals has a home, so to speak, with the compass. So they have a specific relationship with 360 degrees. They also, it's time and space. And so there's another layer. We can look at our personal birth data and see how a home relates to us. Is it favorable for us? Is it going to support us on our journey and our goals in life? Or is it going to create challenges for us? And actually, that's the first and only system that I know of that can take one's birth chart and directly relate it to our living space.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is fascinating.
Right?
And I love this too. Yeah. Well, because, you know, my background's in accounting. And so I'm able to use the right brain and the left brain. So I love that there's a mathematical component to this.
Absolutely. I call it that. I'm completely with you. I too have a strong left and right brain. And so it's like I always like mental gymnastics. It's like moving in and out and looking at, right? I do. And it's like, how do all of these relate together to come up with, hopefully what I can do is pierce as many of these layers as possible with one thing in one place. I call it the power of placement, that we can shift the energetic pattern of a space to harmonize with the individual. That's the goal. And you don't even know it's been done.
That's beautiful, Kelly. We have about 2 minutes left before we are going to take our first break. So can you just briefly talk a little bit about whether you feel like it's important before someone even purchases a home to have the feng shui consultation done before they even go into contract?
It's definitely helpful. And I'll answer it this way. Feng shui can be the precursor to site selection, just buying a piece of property, to designing and building on that property. Where do you put it? How do you orient it? And then how do you do the layout, to decoration? Or if you've been there forever, it's okay. So the answer is yes, it can absolutely help. And it, ideally, you've got two or three places you like, and you're open to the advice a feng shui consultant offers to say, okay, I'll go with that home versus that home. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I can see by doing that how much, you know, challenge it could keep you from having to go through later. And I'm sure when we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about being able to offset some of the challenges that someone may have when they're already in the home. But I can see how doing this on the front end could really help people not go through the stress of those challenges.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, before we go to break, Kelly, why don't you tell our listeners how they can find you after the show today?
Oh, lovely. My website is Kelly, S as in star, Jones.net. So that's K-E-L-L-Y, S as in star, Jones.net.
Beautiful. And Kelly also has a book that's been published, and we'll talk about that more when we come back from the break as well. So you can find a link to purchase her book on Amazon. And I believe it's in e-format too.
It is.
Correct, Kelly? Beautiful.
It is. And on my website too as well. Yeah.
Great. And this is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson. You can find me at www.jillmjackson.com or bestamericanpsychics.com. And you are listening to Connect Soul to Soul, Best of the Best. And we will be right back after this short break.
This is OTR-FM. Part of the iOM Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Hello, this is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson, and I have a very special guest with me this evening. I have Kelly S. Jones, who is an Akashic Record soul reader and also a feng shui expert. Welcome back to the show, Kelly.
Thank you.
Before the break, we were talking about the importance of feng shui consultations before you purchase a home. And so for those people who may already be in their home and are experiencing some challenges, can you talk a little bit about some things that a feng shui practitioner can do to help them? And also if this can be done remotely or if the feng shui expert needs to be right there locally with them?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it as well. Consultations can be done long distance, especially now that we've got laptops and Skype or, you know, some form of visual communication. So as long as somebody can send a floor plan, date of construction, birth data, and take a compass reading, which for myself, I've got a PDF that instructs people. And then, of course, I talk to them on the phone on, as to how to take the compass reading. Those pieces of information create what I call the map, which is the floor plan with the information on it that guides and directs us. And so what that does for, yes, I mean, somebody that's been in their business or their home and they've been there for, 5 months or 5 years, it doesn't matter. Certain guidelines might include, for example, using different elements or colors or design features in different locations. Some people might have a water feature where it's creating legal issues or arguments in the house and it needs to be simply moved from one area to another. And the other area, for example, would be an area that creates more prosperity and abundance and financial flow in the house. Another might be, where the bed is actually set. And again, it's not just looking at the physical level, right? So most people would know intuitively or just common sense, you put your bed in a command position that can see the door. But sometimes we have two walls that we have choices on, right? So sometimes mm-hmm. the architect dictates what we can and can't do, or then what are the tricks of the trade that allow us to compensate for, well, the architecture is saying this, but we want to still do that. How might we make that happen? So which location is the bed actually sitting in? What's the energy of that space to determine whether I'm wanting to attract a relationship or how my health is going or how my relationships with my family and friends is happening? So those pieces can affect. Front door, back door alignments, sometimes it's, see-through bookshelves or room dividers or carpets. So it's how do we move the unseen chi through a space so that it moves in harmony and balance? It's like long straight hallways, for example, can be hard. You might have a patterned carpet, or you might do sconces or pictures along the wall that shift the energy so it's supportive
mm-hmm.
and feels good. And what's really fascinating to me, and I've watched this for many years, is sometimes the smallest things can be done. And the energetic shift is subtle, but it's so much so that it feels so different. And, to make recommendations, because it's like I call it also giving a voice to your house or your space. It's like when we listen to what the space is asking for, the person living there just feels better, or they might not have even thought to do that change and they just feel better. Where we put candles, for example, that's another thing. I mean, I was at a place yesterday and the fireplace was creating illness. And this woman who's been in the house for only 5 months has been experiencing just that. And she sat in front of that fireplace every day for 3 months over the winter. I was like, well, that was unfortunate that was happening when that would have actually been the opposite advice given. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yes. Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense too, Kelly, because everything is comprised of energy. And
that's right.
So why would the home not have an energy compass as well?
Absolutely. And I call it, it's like these energy patterns are like the residents of a home,
mm-hmm.
right? They
right.
live there and they have character traits as well. And they, it's just like people in life, and they can display their positive character traits at different periods of time. And in other periods of time, they display the unfavorable ones. And so it might be illness, or it might be, job loss or financial loss or embezzlement or just things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So what feng shui can do is guide us to see where they are. How do we either not interact with them if that's feasible, or how do we create balance elementally with them? So all these energies have an elemental quality to them, right? We've got the five elements in Chinese astrology anyway, and you know, the feng shui, the astrology, the Chinese acupuncturists, it's all about the five elements. So it's water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. So what element goes where and why? So it has meaning behind it versus I just like green and I'm putting green in there and it's a wood color. Well, is that the color? Is that what the space is calling for? Is it going to help you or is it going to hurt you? Right. And I'll tell you one thing I recommend for people in general, don't do built-in furniture.
Okay. And tell us why.
Well, it's you're stuck. Mm-hmm. That's it. You have no choice. You've just limited yourself to there's the desk, there's the TV, there's the bed, there it is. There's no flexibility unless you've done the feng shui and you've got that confidence to go, nope, that's a good spot for your bed or that's a great spot for the desk. When somebody such as myself comes in, it's like, okay, I've got to work around that. And I wish I didn't have to. Right. Many times it's that way, right? I mean, especially you go into a library, you at least have typically two walls to put a desk or something. It's like, okay, but I'm stuck sitting over here looking this direction when I'd really like to be over here doing that, something
right.
different.
Yeah, that makes right? a lot of sense. And I know, Kelly, that you've also had success helping people sell businesses that may have been on the market for some time, and then they bring you in for the consultation and this frees up the business or either the commercial space. So can you talk a little bit about that, how this would work with commercial space and businesses as well?
Sure. Actually, one of my clients is Whole Foods Market. And I've worked with them doing boxes from the ground floor up. So, you know, businesses, doctor's offices, restaurants, and it's both, right? So it can be building the space and architecturally, structurally creating it so that the flow is right from the get-go, as opposed to, right, I come in and it's been there and it's like, oh, I wish the door was over here and the office was back here. Mm-hmm. Do it right from the beginning. Or, like you said, we can just focus on selling homes or selling businesses. And, or, you know, businesses are all about money, right? So when I go in, I mean, you've got the human harmony aspect too. You need the people working together in harmony to make money. But the business isn't profitable. The people aren't going to be happy anyway.
Right.
So, you know, business is about profit. And so there's absolutely a way to focus that and then to have the rest of the energy supporting that. And you know, it's still at the same time, even though I say money, it's like people are always first, that it's all got to be integral and working together in unison. You can't have it, you can't do unbalanced feng shui either, right?
Right.
Because if we just boost the money and we got the people running around and they're unhappy, and then that's not going to solve, you know, it's distorted. It's distorted, it's displaced, and it's not going to last long. So it's interesting when I go in and I listen to people, why they're hiring me, why they want a feng shui consultation. I'm always looking at everything anyway, but I'm curious where their focus is and what they're wanting to manifest and create in their lives. And sometimes with businesses too, it is about the people. It's not about the money. The money's great, but the people, the human harmony aspect is, you know, falling way behind, and that needs a boost.
Right.
So,
well, it's like anything else. Whenever you stay in integrity and you're doing what you love and what you came in to do, and then you have the feng shui and everything else worth that, that's just a win-win from every angle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And feng shui, right. It's about harmonizing ourselves with our space so that we have a greater potential to manifest our dreams.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, we have just a few minutes left before we have to take our second break of the evening, Kelly. So can you just briefly talk to our listeners about what would be involved? Let's say they live somewhere else and they may decide they want to have a feng shui consultation with you on their home and their business or something like that. What would they need to send you, a site plan, like a drawing of the square footage, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's really simple, actually. If they're in a home, I do like to have the site plan just so I can see, you know, where it is, maybe in the, what do we call it? The neighborhood, or just the site itself, but definitely an accurate floor plan of the home, right? So that has the square footage and everything on it. I don't need elevations necessarily, although those are nice to see as well. I need to know what year the home was originally constructed and any major renovations that have happened in it, maybe additions they've done. Birth data. So everybody's birthday that lives in the home. And this would be the same with a business, by the way, right? So it's who are the owners or the main principals of the business. And then a compass direction of the facing direction of the space. And that I've got a PDF and can talk somebody through how to do that. And once I have that, I do some work on my end. Then we set up the appointment and I get information to them. So we're working side by side with the same piece of information in front of us. And then we'll be on Skype and we walk through it right then and there. I digitally record what I say. I write notes. They write notes. And then I'm available for, you know, follow-up questions. I didn't understand this. What about that? I need to know more about this. Mm-hmm. And just if I have one more second to throw in, I'm always asking four questions with clients. Can you? Can't you? Will you? Won't you? So it's a dialogue, right? It's a working hand in hand together. You know, what can you do? What will you do? What can't you do? What won't you do? Mm-hmm. And then we find the best remedy between the two of us to say, this feels best. Great. Let's go with that.
I love that, Kelly. That's so exciting. This just fascinates me. I just enjoy hearing about this subject. I could talk to you about it all night. And I know I will be hiring you very soon myself for some things that I have going on. And this is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson. And I am with feng shui expert, Akashic record reader, Kelly S. Jones. And we will be right back after the break. You can find Kelly at KellySJones. Is it .net, Kelly?
Correct, .net.
.net. We will be right back.
You're listening to OTR FM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show. This is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson. You are listening to Best of the Best Connect Soul to Soul. And I am with my guest this evening, Kelly S. Jones.
Kelly S. Jones.
Welcome back to the show, Kelly.
Thank you.
We are having a little bit of technical difficulty, and I'm excited that it's just now shown up at this point in the show, and this is a perfect time to talk about these retrogrades that have been going on, and especially the Mercury retrograde. And I believe that may have ended yesterday, but we've been in five retrograde planets. Callie, I wanted to ask you if that has affected you.
My goodness, that's right. It is ending. Oh, absolutely. It's quite fascinating. It feels to me everything has come up to be looked at within me. And I know everybody else as well. How do I say this? There's just change in the air. Everything is asking to grow. And what's old and no longer serving us is up for, I almost want to say the word recapitulation, and recapitulation meaning a recapping and either a restoration of our divine blueprint, or a calling back of our power, or an appreciation for what's been. Does that mm-hmm. resonate with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that you follow the Chinese astrology, and can you talk a little bit about, I know that that's different than the Vedic astrology, and there's Western astrology, and is this something that you can also do for your clients as well?
Well, I do. I've studied Chinese astrology, and it's such an amazing and deep subject. And what I've decided to do is I just keep it focused with my feng shui clients and see how it relates to their home. And I give them different pieces of advice based on how their personal astrology relates to the annual astrology. So, for example, we're in the Chinese year of the fire monkey. And it's a traveling, the monkey is a traveling horse year. It has to do with money and banking. It has to do with the voice, our voices, communication in the world. And fire has to do with actually what we do, Jill. It has to do with the intuitive arts. It has to do with arts. It has to do with entertainment. And that those industries are up and coming this year, actually, and next year very much. And it's really one of the most ancient astrology systems on the planet, because it goes back to the five elements, which come out of the Tai Chi and the Yin Yang, which come out of the nothingness. So, I mean, I've had others of intuitive, great intuitive capacity say and share with me when I asked about this system, that you don't get much older than the elements.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And I love it how you combine everything together. And I can only imagine that you had been doing the feng shui for years, and then we brought in the Akashic Records and the intuitive readings component to that. I can just imagine that that was just expanded even to a greater level.
Yeah. Yep. And it's interesting too. They stand apart and they combine. You know,
right. Yes.
It's fascinating for me. My journey is, you know, I the Chinese speak of the heaven, human, and earth. So the heaven energy, they would say, I'll say, is Akashic Records and Chinese astrology. The human is us, what we do and don't do. Do we choose to do this or choose not to? And then the earth energy is feng shui. And I've added something called Christ light, L-I-G-H-T, Christ light transmissions, which is an energy healing modality. And it's interesting. So it's just like I've got feng shui, the astrology and the Akashic Records and the Christ light transmissions. Like, wow, this is fascinating, being able to address the heaven, human, and earth energies of individuals that choose so. Mm-hmm. So
that's beautiful. I love that, Kelly. And I know that you were invited on George Nuri's television show called Beyond Belief on Gaia TV. So can you talk a little bit about what that experience was like?
Oh, that was special. Yes, that was lovely. George is a great interviewer, as are you. And it was a pleasure to really dialogue with him about where I started with feng shui. I got to show the compass that I work with, a low pan, and show some case examples of, you know, what I do, how I do it, why I do it. as far as the feng shui was concerned. And then we switched shows. We did that as one show, an episode, and then we switched and did the Akashic Records. And I got to do actually a live session with a woman on the show, and that was fun and fascinating. And even George's his own intuitive abilities are quite heightened. And it was fun also because he, as I'm sure you know this experience, I hold a container of safe space for my clients. And they know it and they feel it right away. And I know George felt that with me right away. And he actually dove into a personal experience and was looking for, you know, just another set of insight on that. And it was a forgiveness piece. And it was fun because it actually never ended up in the episode.
Oh.
Which I figured it wasn't going to, and it was okay, but it was lovely. You know, it was a very human heart to heart piece, but everybody that, you know, the show that got aired was really, really dynamic. Really dynamic.
Yes, I enjoyed it. I watched it and it was very entertaining, and you were and are a great guest, Kelly. So I'm sure that will have more television coming in your future, without a doubt. Now, now, have you had any experience working with animals at all within a home? I can just imagine that animals are so intuitive by nature, and I'm just wondering if you've had any feedback of anyone's animals behaving differently after some feng shui changes.
Actually, that's interesting. I have had some experience, not an extended experience. And I do absolutely place the dog or cat. It's more the dog's bed. Cats don't typically, you know, like right where, actually I was in one house where the cat's tree needed to be moved into a room. It was very interesting. The family had totally quarantined off one room in the house. It was cold. It was one of the best rooms in the house, and they didn't want the cat. They literally had a lot. They tied a string around the front door knob and this bedroom knob. It was like, what is going on here? It was like, okay, let's open that door because now I'm curious and I want to go in. Right. And the energy pattern of it was fantastic. And they didn't want to go in there because they didn't want the cat to claw the leather couch in there. Well, the entire house had been taken over by the cat and they didn't even realize it. And I said, you know, we love our pets, but we either live with them and relate with them in the way that they're going to and accept it, or we got to figure out another solution. So we got all the covers of all the couches off, and it's like, the cat's going to do with the cat, get it another tree, right? Accommodate the cat, train the cat, but live in your home.
Right.
So the room, I said to them, I said, you know what? I really love your couch. And they're like, uh-oh, here it comes. I was like, no, I really do. I love your couch. I think it's beautiful. And if he gets a claw mark or two, so what?
Yes.
Use this room. Let the heat come in. Open the door. It's a great space. And it was like their favorite room in the house, but they refused to go in there because of the cow and claw.
Oh, that's like, comical.
Right? So I'm like, get another tree for, you know, the claw, the climbing claw thing for the cat. And then the cat can sit and enjoy the space with you. Like, bring the whole family. Like, everybody gets to enjoy the space.
Right.
So,
oh, I love
it. Quarantine off anything. And yes, I've moved dog beds, you know, but as we also know, our pets take on a lot of our karma. They'll take on our cancer. They'll take on our emotional stuff. They'll take on stuff. So it's quite interesting. They're not always in the best, quote unquote, feng shui spaces either.
Right. And that's why I wanted to ask you about that, because I can imagine that would be the case. So
Sure. That's
fascinating. And I love it. That, yeah, because they are part of the energy of the home. And like you said, the karmic contracts that they have with their guardians. And
yes.
This is a whole nother show we could have on that. It's a fascinating subject as well. We have about 3 more minutes left, Kelly, before we have our final break of the evening. So Can you briefly, I want to talk, well, I'll save your book until we come back to the final break. So why don't you talk a little bit about some things that you have coming up? I know that you're traveling quite extensively now. Do you have any special events planned, or what do you have coming up in the near future?
Actually, I've got one right now. I'm in the transition, moving from Asheville, North Carolina to Delray Beach, Florida. But I can tell I'm going to be traveling quite a bit to teach and do events and things of that nature. So don't be shy to reach out to me if you want me to host something or do an event with you, please. I'll be at the American Holistic Nurses Association Conference in Bonita Springs, Florida, which is the west coast, just about an hour outside of Naples. It is June 1st through 4th. So it's a container, you know, for nurses. But if you know anybody or you're going, I'd love to see you there. I'll be doing sessions, Christ Light transmissions and Akashic Record sessions there. And I'll be putting up an Akashic Record class soon. And I'm also going to be starting Soul Prosperity Process. It'll be a weekly gathering. It's not completely formed yet, but it will be down in the Delray Beach, Boca Raton area, starting soon. And so that kind of piggybacks off of the book, which is I had an Akashic Record gathering on a monthly basis in Asheville, and we called it a Cashville. So... that gathering was, I would open the records for the entire group and we would dialogue on certain subjects such as forgiveness or the economy of the new earth, or, I think I already just said forgiveness. So many different human life experience subjects were dialogued. And that book is a compilation of 116 Q&A dialogues with the Akashic Records and the individuals at the gathering. And it's really insightful. Chewy is a way one of my friends described it. It's deep. So some people read it really fast. Other people, you know, a page or two a day, because the dialogues are 1 to 3 pages. Mm-hmm. And it's really a contemplation. And I've had quite a few people respond or call or talk to me saying the book is just... totally transformed them. There's just been healing. So
absolutely. It is lovely. A great book. And we will be taking our final break of the evening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Back to the show. This is psychic medium Jill M. Jackson, and you are listening to Best of the Best Connect Soul to Soul. I have a very special guest with me this evening. Kelly S. Jones joins us. Welcome back to the show, Kelly.
Thank you again.
And for those of you just tuning in, first of all, you've missed a great show, so be sure to go back on the podcast and listen to the show. You can go back on my website, which is www.jillmjackson.com, and there is a radio link, and quite a few of my past guest links are on there, and you can listen to the shows. I've had some amazing guests over the years, and this is Kelly's second time on my show, and it's been a couple of years since you were with me before, and we've had a great time tonight. That's such a fascinating subject. We've been talking about feng shui and Akashic records and Chinese astrology. And so the last segment of the show, I want to talk a little bit about the Christ-like transmissions that you're doing, Kelly, and anything else that you want to talk about with the feng shui. It's such a deep and fascinating subject.
Yes, actually, there is something I wanted to add for people, because this is also another layer with feng shui that's really important. And I'll say this because, I mean, I just went through a personal experience I never thought I would go through in my move. I decided to start letting go of lots of possessions. And it's interesting because our possessions really take our energy, right? It's like a piece of energy here, a piece of energy there. We invest in, we emotionally invest in the objects in our environment. And so from that perspective, it would be a great service I would offer individuals just now looking in their own space to really just take one room in their home. Maybe it's their altar or their bedroom or their office, and start going through every single thing that's decorative, right? Not necessarily the files or things of that nature, but the decorative pieces, the bed itself, the nightstands, the lamps, the shades, the pictures, the objects around them, and dive into the connection you have with them. What is that? What's the psychology that it leads you to when you think about it? Who's the person? What's the time? What's the place? Does it bring you joy? Does it represent who you are? Does it represent where you're going? Does it hold you back? Does it springboard you forward? So what is the relationship with that item? And then if it's no longer serving you, letting it go, whether you sell it, gift it, or it's broken and it needs to, frankly, be recycled. So I think that's really important. I know this, especially with pictures and images on the wall. What were you going to say,
Jill? I was going to say that I'm so happy that you brought this up, Kelly, because it is so very important. And I actually teach this in my psychic development level one class. And sometimes people laugh when I start talking about it, because you would never think about the subject of cleaning house and clearing out objects in a psychic development class or in a conversation about feng shui, but it's one of the most important subjects that we can talk about, because you're right, it contains energy. And when we hoard things or pile up things or keep things in our family environment that are no longer serving us, there's an energy that's trapped there. So I love that. That's so important that you're talking about that.
And just even that statement, when there's energy trapped, you can do a little ceremony, whether it's a thank you and a releasing, whatever that might look, you know, thank the object, thank the person. You don't have to thank them in person, but then you call that energy back to you. And so then there's a freedom to let go. So when the attachment's still there and not been honored for what it's offered, it's harder to let go. But when you thank it, you release it, you do a little ceremony for yourself, you call your energy back, then you can gift it on and it can go bless another.
Exactly.
And that's the other thing, you know, right? It's just like, oh, but I love it. Okay, but I haven't used it for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years or ever. You know, it's like, okay, but that could be blessing somebody else.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's people that pay a lot of money each month to have storage units with items piled in there that they don't even know what's in there. And first of all, it's probably not even worth the amount of money if you take an annual basis of the storage unit and add up everything in there. It's not even really worth that most of the time. And think of the people out there that could be using these items. And so there's so much freedom and trust and surrender in being able to release these items. And I love how you talk about, Kelly, having a dialogue with the item, feeling intuitively what your emotions are connected to that item. And especially if it's something in the back of your closet or in an attic or in a garage or in a storage unit that you haven't touched in a couple of years, release it and let someone else have the benefit of that item.
Yes. And what's nice is so many people want things in their lives. They want to manifest something. And yet there's no room in their consciousness to do so. And so what this journey is also a part of is to create that space within their consciousness so that the new can come in. If it's so cluttered, if the consciousness is cluttered, right? I mean, it's like the closets can be considered the attic, the closet, the basement can be the subconscious of the mind. What's stuffed back there that you've forgotten that's actually weighing you down and no longer helping you and holding you back? So, you know, this idea of just constantly focusing on manifesting what I have to do and getting my thoughts in one direction. Well, when you've got thoughts pulling on the opposite, you know, on the opposite side of that, like a tug of war, then you're not going to go forward very far, very fast.
Exactly. Yes.
And so it gets really interesting. The psychology is, boy, I'll go faster forward by going in here and clearing this out, because the mind can't see the progression actually being made.
Yes, that's beautiful, Kelly. I'm so glad that you talked about that. I've had people that took my psychic development classes and said that just that piece of the class alone, when they were able to put that into practice, just changed their lives. So I'm thrilled that you're teaching about that as well. Yeah. Because it's something that's so simple, yet it's so powerful once you can make that change in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
it's the consumerism. Yeah.
So. Exactly. And we have about 4 minutes left in the show. I could just spend the next hour or two or more talking to you, Kelly. This has been a fascinating show and very interesting. So before we run out of time, I know we want to talk a little bit more about the Christ Light transmissions, but let's go ahead and share your website once again with the listeners so that they can visit you after the show.
Absolutely. It's www.kellysjones.net. K-E-L-L-Y-S as in star, J-O-N-E-S.net. And my email is kelly@kellysjones.net. My telephone number's on there. My services are on there. I do apologize. Within 6 months, my new website will be up, which will be mobile friendly, but hey, it's still a great site. And as you mentioned, my book is also on my website. If you want a personally autographed copy and a personal message to you, you know, I'm happy to do that. Order from me directly, or it is on Amazon as a book, ebook, and Barnes & Noble and all those other different sites. So
beautiful. So I know it's going to be a little challenging to sum up the Christ Light transmissions in about 2 minutes, but let's do the best so we can end the show with that.
Fine. Yeah. The Christ Light transmissions, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Spirit asked me to start doing, and how I would describe it, and it's funny because I went out with it as Akashic Reiki because I was afraid to call it what Spirit asked me to call it. And I was like, okay, they're going to understand Akashic Reiki. And it was like, no, I call it being spirit spanked. I'm sure we've all been spirit spanked before, you know, and told, no, call it what we asked you to. And I do. And it's basically, I call it a light body, you know, the energetic body, like a chiropractic, where the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies are brought into alignment. And those thought forms or emotions or past experiences, lifetimes, or this one, are energetic, relieved, moved, healed. And really what's happening is I'm a what facilitator for the, actually the one on the table that's doing the work. Usually it's presented and they're doing the work at an energetic level and I'm watching. And of course we have the angels and the higher beings of light in service to myself and the one being served. Mm-hmm. And these can be done locally as well as long distance on the phone or Skype as well. So they're an amazing, amazing energy session. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like it. And can they read about that on your website, Kelly?
Sure can. Sure
Beautiful.
Can.
Yep. Yeah, I really encourage that. That sounds like an amazing session.
Can I invite people to also just join my newsletter? And that way we can stay in touch. And that's on the website. So just pop your email in there so we can stay in touch. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a great way. And I want to also just remind people to check out my website, which is www.jillmjackson.com, and my other website, which is www.mysticandmedium.com. And my colleague, Allison Hayes, the Rock Girl, and I have an event coming up in Asheville, North Carolina, June 3rd through the 6th. So be sure to check that out under the events section of either one of those websites. And we have a lot of fun events with a gallery, psychic and mediumship gallery, workshops, classes, private readings, and it's at the beautiful Ohm Sanctuary in Asheville, North Carolina. So I invite you to check that out and tune in to my show next month. And it's been a beautiful evening. I want to thank you so much, Kelly, for being my amazing guest again.
Thank you, Jill. It's been wonderful and lovely.
And many blessings to you. And namaste to everyone out there. And have a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com. In case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.